What the Cluck podcast number 57, getting ready for winter weather. Hi guys, and welcome to this episode of What the Cluck, a podcast devoted to keeping chickens for fun and self-sufficiency. I'm Maya from Frugal Chicken, and in this episode, we're going to talk about getting ready for colder weather and getting your coop ready and all of that fun stuff. And we'll also talk a bit about feeding in the winter. So let's get started. Now, the first question you probably have is, how well do chickens really do in winter? And chickens actually do quite well in cold weather. And that's even in freezing weather. You know, if you live in like areas of Minnesota or parts of Canada where it gets, you know, negative 50, that's a little bit of an extreme weather situation. But in most areas of the United States, chickens actually do very well in cold weather. It's hot weather that is worse for them. So if you're concerned that your flock will be too cold or that they, might freeze in the middle of winter or frostbite, in most cases, your chickens will be perfectly fine. The way chickens stay warm in winter is actually with their feathers. What their feathers do is, if you have ever seen a chicken in winter, they ruffle their feathers. In between the feathers, there's a pocket of air, and that actually provides a certain amount of insulation for them. It acts a little bit like down on a duck. That's sort of the way to think about it. So as long as, you know, they stay in a draft-free coop, they have good ventilation in their coop, in most cases, they do quite well. Now, your next question probably is, do you need a heat lamp? And if you've been listening to this podcast at all, you know that I absolutely loathe heat lamps. I think that they are extremely dangerous. And there's chicken experts out there that will disagree with me. But I think in most cases, heat lamps are totally unnecessary. We have had more problems than not with heat lamps. We've woken up a couple times to our house totally filled with smoke. And it's been because some chick or some other baby animal, you know, we sometimes bring piglets into the house, they've knocked the heat lamp over. So I actively dissuade people from worrying about heat lamps. Again, if you live in very cold environments, or if you have, you know, young chickens like chicks or pullets, or, you know, baby roosters that aren't fully feathered yet, you know, they still have their down on them, then those guys will absolutely need a heat lamp because they can't regulate their body temperature very well and they can't insulate themselves very well. But if you have adult chickens, everybody's fully feathered, in those cases, you don't need to worry about a heat lamp. Now, in this episode, we're not going to talk about molting. That is something that does happen in the wintertime, but that deserves its own episode. So in the next episode, we'll go ahead and talk about molting and how to care for those guys in the winter because they do lose their feathers. So let's move on to your coops. Now, the main thing with coops is you should have one. If your chickens usually roost in trees, you're going to have to get them a coop. That's just the way it is. And just remember that when you go look for one, you need to provide them at least 10 square feet of space per bird. And there are people out there that say, you know, 4 square feet is fine. I disagree with that. The more space, the better, because they're a lot less likely to have, you know, pecking order issues. They will tend to squish together at night to keep warm. And that is another way that they keep warm. But going for that, you know, 8 to 10 square feet of space per bird is really the ideal. So if you don't have a coop ready, you need to go get one. Now, the thing about the coops is that they need to be relatively draft-free, and they need to have good ventilation, and we'll talk about that in a minute, but the coops themselves need to be draft-free, so they need to have 4 solid walls. Obviously, they need a door to get in, but basically, they need to have solid walls, and if there's any windows in there, you need to seal them up with some sort of plastic or something to make them draft-free. You know, especially if your chickens get wet, let's say it's snowing or there's freezing rain, and we'll talk more about freezing rain in a minute, they are going to need a place to get dry in a place that's free of, you know, wind and wind gusts and drafts and stuff like that. That's just a basic part of helping them stay warm over the winter. So at the end of this episode, I'll tell you where you can get a checklist to help you go through your coop to make sure that it's, you know, good for winter and that it's ready to house them for the winter. So, you know, you want to go ahead and look at the floors, look at the roof, make sure the roof doesn't leak. If you do have any spaces, like one of our coops, for example, has a gap in between the roof and the walls, and that's to provide them ventilation in the summer. We don't really get bad winters here. It gets, you know, maybe down to 17 degrees at night, but our big issues are with summer and with humidity. So we worry more about giving them ventilation than necessarily having, you know, super insulated coops because they just don't need it here. So, you know, go through your coop. What does the roof look like? Does the roof leak? And that's a big one, particularly in freezing rain. So just look at the windows, look at the floor. Does the floor have any cracks? Are there any cracks in the walls? Does the door shut tightly? If your coop has a door on it, you will want it to shut tightly to help keep their body temperature, the heat that their body emanates. You want to keep it in the coop at night to help them stay warm at night. So just look at all the different crevices and everything and help them stay warm by just making sure that the coop is a solid, a solid structure. Now let's talk very quickly about freezing rain. One question I frequently get is, how do chickens weather snow? And snow actually isn't a big deal for chickens. They'll weather it perfectly fine. You might worry about their feet, being in the snow. But usually during the day, they're walking around. Their body temperature is up because, their blood is circulating because they're pecking and foraging and fighting and doing all those, fun chicken things that they do. So snow really isn't so much of an issue. Freezing rain, on the other hand, is a very big issue. Chickens are smart creatures, but sometimes they're just not very bright when it comes to freezing rain. And they don't understand that it can really make them very wet and they can't ruffle their feathers. So they don't understand to get out of the freezing rain. And on our farm, if it's freezing rain, what we do is we actually cover the entire run with tarps. Our runs are, obviously, they have fencing and everything. So we actually cover the runs with tarps. And we keep them in until the freezing rain stops, just to keep them safe and to keep them dry. That was a really big issue last winter. We had a lot of freezing rain, and especially our turkey didn't understand that, if you're standing outside and shivering, you might want to go inside. He really didn't understand that. So that's why we adopted the policy of just tarping everything. So their entire run, their coop and everything, it stays totally dry. So that just is sort of to illustrate that chickens and poultry in general don't really understand that freezing rain is very dangerous. And it's really dangerous because the rain obviously makes their feathers very wet, and then they can't fluff them out and they can't provide themselves with the insulation. So they're a lot more likely to run into issues of freezing and, having difficulty keeping the body temperature up in freezing rain than they are in any other sort of winter weather. Even if it's snowing and there's ice on the ground, they're still in a better situation because they're relatively dry compared to freezing rain. So if, you're having freezing rain in your area, my recommendation is to leave your chickens actually inside the coop for the day, provide them extra treats, provide them with extra water, help them with their desire to forage by offering mealworms and things like that that they can sort of get excited about. That will help them sort of, deal with the fact that they can't forage for the day. But my personal recommendation is to leave everybody inside for the day to try and keep everybody as dry as possible so that you don't have to worry about, are they too wet? Are they going to, understand that they have to come inside and that sort of thing? So that is my sort of 5-minute speech on freezing rain. Really pay attention to the weather and to the temperature. And if it looks like it's going to sleet and it's going to be freezing rain, leave everybody inside. All right. If you are concerned about them staying warm in the winter and you do want to take a little bit of an extra precaution, one thing that you can do is use straw on the ground. You do this both in their coop and in their run. And it's a really nice thing to do, especially if the ground is very icy, it's slushy. It's always nice to give them that little dry area, especially if your chickens tend to be in a run and in a coop all day. That's something that I personally like to do because as it, freezes and then it thaws and then it freezes and it thaws, and then your chickens poop all in it, it can get very mucky very quickly. And, as we all know, when they get wet, they're more likely to get, frostbite and stuff like that. So putting down a layer of old hay or straw, especially, is a really nice thing to do. And the thing about the straw too, and at night, your chickens are going to still roost, up in the eaves of their coop or wherever, they tend to roost. They're still going to want to do that, and they're going to huddle together for the warmth. And their feet will be perfectly fine at night because they're going to rest their bodies on them to help them, stay warm. But if during the day, when they're laying or if you're at all concerned, putting down, a nice thick layer of straw and then sweeping it out about once a week just to, make sure that there's no mites in it and that you're basically, giving them, sort of a clean environment, that is one way to sort of comfort yourself if you're worried that your chickens are going to be too cold or that, just to make the whole situation a little bit more, less stressful. That is absolutely one thing that you can do. other options are something like wood shavings. I don't personally go for sand. I know that I don't have anything against it. I know that there are people who use it successfully. I prefer to tend to go with shavings. You can also go with something like straw. That's what I tend to use, either shavings or straw personally. To me, it is just sort of cleaner. Sand is something that I don't personally use it. I don't have anything against it. I know a lot of people who do use it, and they use it successfully, and they swear by it. So again, if you want to use sand, that's fine. But if you are concerned about your chickens being cold, or you know that there being too many drafts, then go ahead and use some sort of bedding like straw, hay, shavings to help them stay a little bit warmer and to retain some of that heat. Now let's go ahead and talk a little bit about feeding. In winter time, your feeding regimen might change a little bit. In the summer, obviously, there's a lot for them to forage for, and if you're a person who relies heavily on foraging for your chicken's diet, then pretty much definitely your feeding regimen will change. So in winter, you obviously need to make sure that they're getting enough calories. If they're not going to get it from their environment, you need to provide it in the form of a feed. If you're feeding layers, you want to feed them a 16% layer feed. Something that you might want to consider in wintertime is giving them more food. So let's say you only give them a cup each. You can go ahead and give them 2 cups each, or play with it a little bit and see what quantities work out for you. I know that different people feed their chickens different quantities. I tend to overfeed. I guess some people feel that I feed too much. Based on the comments on the blog, play with it a little bit and see what amount works for you. If they seem like they need a little bit more, then give them more. If they are not eating everything that you're giving them, then definitely give them less. But you want to just keep an eye on their feeding, make sure that they're getting enough protein, getting enough nutrients. If you're at all concerned with them getting enough nutrients, you can go ahead and give them a multivitamin. And there are a number of products out there that will provide that. But most commercial feeds out there are going to give them everything that they need. And if your chickens do have the opportunity to forage, they are going to dig up stuff that's going to supplement what they're not getting from their diet. Now, obviously, water is another issue, because obviously water is going to freeze if the temperatures dip below 32 degrees outside. So water is something else. They should always have fresh water. We all know that. And there's a number of different things that you can do to keep the water from freezing. And on the blog, and probably in a future podcast episode, we'll discuss this in depth. But on the blog, there's an article that will help you. There's like 5 or 6 or 7 different ideas on there that will help you keep their water from freezing, as well as recommendations for which tubs and which waterers to use, and just different ways. And it's focused on if you don't have electricity. If you have electricity, obviously you can use water heaters and things like that. But if you don't have electricity, that article on the blog will help you out. And winter is a really good time also to offer some apple cider vinegar. Maybe if you're concerned about them, they've got bacteria not being as beneficial as it is during the summer when they can go ahead and forage for themselves. If you're at all concerned about that, then the apple cider vinegar will help. It'll also just help make sure that they do produce good gut bacteria and all of that to help them be healthier in the winter, to help them keep their energy up and to keep their weight up. A lot of studies have shown that chickens that eat like fermented feed and things like apple cider vinegar do actually have better gut flora, and that in those studies, those chickens also gained weight better. They were more efficient with their feed, so they laid eggs better, but they needed to eat less. So, if you're at all concerned, or if you want to just add apple cider vinegar to their water, that is definitely something you can do. And a question I get a lot is, well, how much do I give? My rule of thumb is I give 1 tablespoon of apple cider vinegar per gallon of water. And that, helps them not be overwhelmed by the taste or by, I think it's kind of hard to overdose on apple cider vinegar, but I do have breeders that are concerned. So that's the formula I give people, 1 tablespoon per gallon of water. And obviously you want fresh filtered water to make sure that they're not getting, like pond water and with amoebas and who knows what in it. Definitely make sure that it's filtered and that it's fresh water. And going back to the feeding for a second, if you are concerned that your chickens, might not have as good of gut bacteria as they could, if you're worried about their immune systems, about them keeping their weight on, feeding fermented feed is, one of the best things that you can do. And it's not hard to ferment feed. It's very simple. My course, Feeding Your Hens Right, teaches you how to do that. I didn't mention it before, and I should have, but yes, fermented feed is definitely something that you can go ahead and give them over the winter to help them out. So let's touch for a minute on boredom busters. And the nice thing about boredom busters with chickens is that they're usually feed-based. So again, it's just another way to keep them entertained and to help them keep their, you know, their energy up and to, you know, make sure that they're getting all the vitamins and minerals that they need. So some good boredom busters are things like cucumbers on string. Another good one is, you know, just giving them cracked corn. You can put the corn in, you know, some sort of feeder or something where it's not so easy for them to get. Corn is really good to give them. And we all know I'm not such a big fan of corn, but in winter, corn has a lot of energy in it. So if chickens, you know, they eat it before they go to bed, or they eat it, you know, during the day and it's really cold out, corn can actually help them weather the winter pretty well because it does have all that energy in them and they can burn that energy to keep their body temperature up. So if you put corn in different feeders and things to help them, you know, bust through the boredom and that sort of thing, that's something that you could definitely do. Other options are things like cabbages on string. You see a lot of those things on Pinterest. Those are really good because chickens can peck at them and it takes them a while to peck at it and it keeps them entertained. Another boredom buster that might work is chicken swings. Chicken swings, you know, they kind of get this rap of, you know, being kind of frivolous and who would really do that. But chickens enjoy them, and especially in the winter, if they're cooped all the time, it could very easily descend into a Lord of the Flies kind of situation, especially if you have roosters in the coop. So giving them different things to do, like swings and that sort of thing, that is definitely something you can do to keep them entertained. Now, something else I should have mentioned is suet cakes. On the blog, there is an article and a recipe to help you create coconut oil suet cakes. And I can't even begin to tell you how much chickens love these things. They go completely bananas over them. So those are something that you can give to them in wintertime. And the nice thing about that is it's got coconut oil in it. So the oil itself will help them, you know, keep the weight on and that sort of thing. But the coconut oil also has antibacterial properties. So it can help them stay a little bit healthier. Now, when I make the suet cakes, what I like to do is I like to put like corn or their feed in there. And that way it also entices them to keep eating their feed. And they also get all the nutritional benefits of the coconut oil. And then, you know, it's something else for them just to sort of peck apart and fight over and have fun with. So that's a really great boredom buster. And finally, the final thing you can do when it comes to boredom busters is you can go ahead and take hardware cloth, attach it somehow to their wall in their coop, and you can stick produce in there. You can stick different treats in there for them to sort of peck at. And the idea is that they peck through the hardware cloth, and they can't get all of the treat at once, but they can spend their time pecking at it. And that's another really fun way for them to sort of pass the hours of the day until it's spring again, and they can go outside and start and hunt and peck and have all the fun that they, you know, have during the summer. All right, well, we've come to the end of this episode of What the Cluck. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope that it has helped you feel a little bit more prepared to help your chickens make it through winter. Just remember that your chickens will weather the winter weather fine. They'll be perfectly okay. Just follow the recommendations in this podcast and the recommendations on the blog, and you will do perfectly fine with your chickens. Now, I did promise you the coop checklist. You can go ahead and download that at thefrugalchicken.com/coop checklist, and that will take you step by step through what you should look for in your chicken coop to make sure that it's ready for winter. All right, well, thanks for listening to this episode of What the Cluck, and I'll see you next time.